Hello and welcome to this week's Hours to Protect. Young people from across County Meath have taken part in a workshop to measure, discuss and learn about air pollution and its effects on health and well-being in the town of Trim. The Trim Air Quality Project was launched in May 2022 and has used state-of-the-art AI technology to understand how air pollution affects health. The Striad Air System has been developed by Trilateral Research. The company's programme manager for air quality is Dr. Rory Dobson.
Trilateral Research is an ethical AI company. So what we do is we have a large number of academic researchers who work on a really wide range of projects, including the environment and on health. And what we were really interested in doing here was seeing how we could work with Meath County Council to understand how air pollution actually affects health and well-being in the town of Trim, so that we can then use those insights, so that people aren't just seeing numbers, but people are seeing the real effects of air pollution in their local area.
During the workshop, young people learned how they can use the platform to take action and promote change. That can mean knowing the times of day when air pollution is highest, as well as understanding how different parts of the town are affected. For instance, Patrick Street, home to four schools, has high levels of vehicle-related nitrogen dioxide air pollution around drop-off and pick-up times. Anne O'Brien is the project lead with Meath County Council.
So the main findings really were that it's clear that air pollution isn't just a problem that affects big cities like Dublin. Air quality can take a serious toll on health across all of Ireland in places like Trim Town. So this project has allowed us to see the invisible and understand how traffic, turf burning and other issues affect the air in Trim, as well as the burden air pollution places on our health service. So we've used air monitoring data from Trim to model the health effects of air pollution over 1 year. And this allowed us to estimate how many cases of specific diseases were caused by air pollution across Trim in that year. And we modelled three categories of outcome: incidence, prevalence and mortality. And we modelled outcomes for asthma, diabetes, stroke, lung cancer, cardiovascular disease and respiratory disease. From this, we can see that air pollution has a range of serious consequences for health.
Dr. Rory Dobson says the effects of air pollution are varied.
We'd expect about six cases of asthma per year. Now, obviously, asthma affects the airways and affects the lungs. And you can imagine how breathing in nitrogen dioxide, which is a really potent air pollutant produced by cars, could absolutely have that effect on your airways. But looking further afield, air pollution can affect your heart. It can even affect your brain. It can be related to heart attacks, to strokes, and even sadly to conditions like dementia. Air pollution's effects are absolutely undercounted, I think, and poorly understood. And not just the actual effects, but the effects of cost, the effects of on productivity, how much that costs to the HSE to treat people every year.
Dr. Dobson says that by providing information on health, the project aims to show that action in your area, wherever you are, can make a difference and keep people healthy in your community.
Well, we certainly hope so. We've been working with Meath County Council, who've been really, really progressive, really forward thinking about what they can do with data. Because a lot of the time what you see with these kinds of projects is that you go out and you collect the data, and then it becomes difficult to do anything concrete with it, make it useful for people, make it helpful for policymakers. And that's one thing that Meath County Council, throughout this whole process, they've absolutely fought against that. They really want to make this useful for the public and useful for themselves as well. So what we're hoping is that we'll be able to expand this across Meath. And I know that the council's working on the climate action plan at the moment, and I'm hoping that we might be able to roll it out a bit further as part of that. But watch this space.
Coinciding with the publication of the findings from the Trim Air Quality Project is the launch of the Meath Environmental Platform. Anne O'Brien says it's hoped to roll out the Trim model across the county.
So while we're currently monitoring air quality at a local scale in Trim, the platform can be extended to provide data on air quality in each of County Meath's 9 decarbonising zones that have been identified as part of the county's Climate Action Plan 2024 to 2029. And we hope to roll the Meath Environmental Platform out into each of our 9 decarbonising zones if we can harness and facilitate funding. An expansion of this project will support national and sectoral targets and Meath's Climate Action Plan to reduce emissions within the county, but specifically through monitoring, reporting and awareness of local place-based air quality, would be better placed to achieve behavioural change within our communities.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.